Welcome to the Murphy, Sam and Jody After the Show podcast.
We've heard so much from you this week on social media and, you know, voicemail, and you can text us, and we want to dig into some of these. It's been fantastic. We had mentioned, because everyone has this, if you have work, if you, whatever you do for a living, however you make make money, your career, it shows up in your life in other places, whether you mean for it to or not. Kent says, firefighter/paramedic, and I yell at the TV. Not how it's done in real life. He says, walking into businesses, I look for extension cords and other hazards. Yeah, it's not my response area, but that's what's going on in my brain.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that cool? That's just how it is, right?
Yeah, it is how it is. And I don't know how, because none of that is my career, but I've always been the eye for safety. Things like that, cords, things that aren't, you know, things near a stove.
Eye for safety, not necessarily.
Not the safest.
The example for safety.
I know. I don't know why Jody says that, but.
Why do I say that, Sam?
Well, when do we start? Driving with your legs.
You are sort of.
That was a long time ago. Don't do that anymore.
Okay. All right. You kind of do have a reputation for looking out for safety everywhere else, kind of, but you kind of miss your own safety.
You think it's the paradox?
Yeah,
there was that ladder 100%. Thing recently in the...
Up on a ladder, up at the top.
Standing over pointy
things on the floor. That was literally last week. Anyway, I'm sorry to tell you that, Murphy. Shannon sent this in about your work showing up. I was listening to your show. Always great, by the way. Thank you for that, Shannon.
Thank you.
How your work shows up in other parts of your life. I used to work undercover loss prevention for 13 plus years at several different retail stores. Mm-hmm. On my own shopping time, I never go and seek to find dishonest people, but it is the suspicious behavior that always entices me to keep an eye on them. It's just the nature of the profession I was in. My husband will shake his head and tell me, you're not working. This isn't even your store. You can't catch them all. I have caught several individuals trying to steal from retailers on my own time. I was once given a $25 gift card from the company who was fortunate enough to recover a cart full of merchandise.
Well, that's good.
I have not been in that line of work for about 15 years now, but the drive of that profession is still in me. Mm. When I am out, if I see it, I say something.
Yeah.
Shannon. You know,
and I have seen that twice. Well, it was a couple of weeks ago, but it was twice in 1 week I saw that happen. I won't tell you the two places that it occurred, but it was a flash out of the corner of my eye, somebody just acting weird, and suddenly you see them walk out the door, and that's when the little alarm thing goes off that they're walking out with something they shouldn't
Did
be walking
the alarm
out with.
Go off? Because sometimes they get away with it. I mean,
they walked out, but nobody did anything about it, which surprised me. But, you know, I think in a lot of cases, employees are not allowed to do that for safety reasons anymore.
Tony says, we own a semi-truck and trailer repair shop. I notice tire sizes, lights out, things wrong with semi-trucks and trailers all the time.
Yeah.
It's with you. It's your work.
Hey, I got one from Peggy.
Yes.
She says, I'm retired. My agency enforced federal labor standards. Mm. So even now, when I go into an establishment, I find myself observing employees. How old do they look?
Right.
Are they performing hazardous work? Do they wear a uniform? Can I see anything that might look like it's off the clock work and so on?
Oh, wow. You can't, that's part of you.
Yeah.
I love that. That's proof also. I always tell our girls this, Murphy, that any job that you ever take, it doesn't matter if it's going to be just a stepping stone or just a way for you to make money. There is something that you can learn and you will take it into your life. And whether you ever do something with it, make money with it, you learn new things and it just opens your eyes to the world. I also believe that everything is harder than it looks.
Yeah.
Everything. You know, you think it's easy to run a restaurant? No way. Mm-mm. Everything that you consume, usually a lot of time was put into it. Everything's harder than it looks. It's harder to teach a classroom of students than we could ever know unless we've done it. So crazy.
And if they're doing it right, it doesn't look hard. That's why you don't realize it.
You're right.
Rebecca, I have a home bakery. I always look at the desserts when I go to a restaurant. I try to figure out what ingredients are in them and how I can make them better, healthier, or different.
That's cool.
That's cool.
It's really cool.
Rebecca. Kim says, working in collections, loans, and credit cards has turned me into the Monica Geller of paying bills as soon as they come in. Little Friends reference there. Penny says, I was an inspector for years at a manufacturing plant. When I would go to a store, I found myself checking our products sitting on the shelves.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's smart.
Candace says, I'm a project manager. I ask questions of everything. What's our timeline? What are the expectations?
Yeah. That makes her a great planner, probably in every aspect of her life.
Stephanie, I work in an automobile repair shop. I notice when people have a flat tire or have a blinker that doesn't work, or if their brakes are squealing while they're driving.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get next to them, I get them to roll their window down. I let them know. Oh, you're so, so sweet. Yeah. I love that.
I've done that before. If I see somebody with a flat tire, yeah, you know, or a flattening tire or something, yeah, like that.
I don't know the hand signal for, I don't know the gesture for your gas thing is open, because I've tried to tell people your thing. I've done my hands going like this.
Well, it looks like you're telling them to move out of the
way.
I know.
It doesn't go well.
That's when you give them the old roll down the window.
Roll down the window thing.
Sometimes it's not safe. You have to really be stopped at a light or something for that to be safe. But you can point at the gas cap at the back or, you know.
Yeah. Sally, as a teacher, I give misbehaving kids in stores my teacher look and have been known to correct some behavior. Ooh, careful.
Interesting.
But, yeah. You want to talk about someone who knows how to sort of handle a group is a teacher.
Yeah.
You learn over time how to, and it's a part of your stature. It's a part of the way you carry yourself when you're in a group of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this and we can wrap. My friend, one of my dearest friends, Melanie, is a school nurse. And it's funny, it's sort of in reverse. When you have friends and you know that's what they do for a living, you know, you call on them. Like, she can't stop being in nurse mode sometimes.
Yeah.
But she'll go into nurse mode if needed, even in public. She doesn't go around nursing people and telling people what to do. But if something happens in front of her, she'll go, that's probably what's happening. Let me jump in. But I remember calling on her once, 8:30, 9 o'clock on a school night when the girls were little, something with Taylor. Taylor always had trouble with her earrings, with her pierced ears. And it was a little one that was embedded. And I couldn't do it because I was mom and Taylor was a... Melanie came over and took control of the situation and got it.
Ah.
She's a school nurse. Mm-hmm. She's like, it was like, thank you for doing what you do.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.